Welcome back to During Business Hours, where I'm sweating my ass off, and in contrast, my wife is freezing. Yeah, the fan in the room busted. I don't know why, just randomly stopped working.
Yeah, the motor went out on it.
It's probably because the kids were playing with those balloons. One of the balloons got, no, because it didn't get caught in the motor. It got caught on the wing, so it could have been a balloon. Nope, just the fan being ugly and old. So we are in the heat and the cold at the same time, standing 15 feet away. And our dog has shit everywhere in this house. Pray for us. So today I got a hold of some very interesting financial news in the world.
I'm scared.
The parent company, Tencent, has a hand in a new game called Black Myth, the story of Wukong.
Is that what you've been playing?
Well, hold on. Let me get to that. $60 million they raised in pre-orders. Pre-orders. And in the last 2 days, it has surpassed Cyberpunk 77 for being the most downloaded game. It had about $42 million budget. Black Myth Wukong has been in development for 4 years with an estimated budget around $40 million or RMB 300 million. Average gameplay length more than 15 hours according to Game Science. It hits 2.2 million concurrent players on its first day, and it takes $60 to play on any platform.
Good grief.
So 2.2 million concurrent players. That's over $200 million.
We're in the wrong field, Dad. We got to start building games.
ACCP. I could develop a game. You say? Advance of like 300 million RMB. So I was curious because everyone says that is the new best game of 2024. And I saw a clip from Asmongold and a couple other people that I watched God for a long time ago. I was like, you know what? I haven't bought a game in forever. I've bought V-Bucks for the kids and like skins that I wanted. And I'm a fucking OG when it comes to Fortnite. And I'm just telling you, I got 3 Crown Royales today. If you don't know what a Crown Royale is, I was the top player with over 10 kills. Oh. Whooping ass taking names. And then I bought my son Nikki 30's skin because he's like one of the decent streamer players. And I was like, okay, I'll support his creator code thing. And I bought him the skin. So my son keeps doing this. I'm going to never back down, never give up. I'm a king. He's four. I used to watch Nikki 30 back in like 2016. And I don't understand how he now, 8 years later, knows this guy that I watched.
You stepped out back earlier and he was playing. He was like, he got so pumped about whatever was happening that he jumped up on top of the couch and was like, I'm the king, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he goes, I'm the king. He's like, Dad, can I have the Nikki 30 shoes? And I'm like, I don't even know if they fucking make them. Now I got to go into the shoe business and make shoes. Like, because all of a sudden he wanted to be Deadpool and he wanted to be Wolverine. And I was like, oh, I'll be Thanos and just go to bed. So made all the masks, did all the shit, fucked up a bunch of Bondo. But then today I got a hold of that game. I was like, you know, I'll buy it. I'll put $60 into the CCP. Who gives a shit? Winnie the Pooh's not going to come after me. Okay, so Variety has reported the Chinese game Black Myth Wukong is an instant global hit 12 hours ago, attracting great reviews, praise at home, and controversy abroad. So when the last time Chinese developed a video game created global stir and boisterous the launch of Black Myth Wukong, nobody gives a shit. It says Chinese state media, but that is dampened somewhat by clumsy censorship attempts to sweep aside allegations of sexism and at the company developed Wukong. There's a bunch of drama there. Nobody cares. The CEO said a bunch of stupid shit. That's not the point. They've made triple their money in 48 hours. And I've given them access to my data. Me. Because it had apparently tens of millions of views on the trailer. Global hype. I didn't hear a fucking word about it. Not a word until YouTube was like, hey, have you heard about this game? Somebody's reviewing this game. And I was like, man, I love the Wukong series or like the Monkey King series, Forbidden Kingdom, anything Wukong I've always loved. The idea of Wukong and like the Monkey King, the Joker, so to speak, like the fuck this, don't do that.
Yeah.
Going against the power. So I was like, you know what? I'll spend $60. I spend $60 and all I hear is I come out and there's smoke everywhere. It's like a stage 3 fire in my house. Why the fuck did you buy for $60?
God, you're so dramatic.
I'm so dramatic. It was probably very less than that, but all I heard was like, what do you mean $60? I spent $200 yesterday on V-Bucks. Like, you've never cared about games.
That's why I was surprised you got mad today, because I was like, oh, $60, Dad? Because,
yeah.
That was my reaction. And you're like, what are you mad about? I'm like, if you want to say that's mad.
It was definitely, I was like, oh, my pearls. I was clutching. How dare you?
But I'm for the streets. If I'm clutching pearls, I'm not really mad.
I know. Yeah, but so it's so funny, because I was like, I played maybe 15 minutes of the game. And I love it. I love it. It's great graphics, everything. But here's how you know you're shit at something. I'm on the first boss, and it's 4 hours later.
Oh, no.
And I haven't fucking beat it.
That's a good game.
It's a frustrating game. I saw this clip. What the hell is it called?
That's you.
Okay, look.
Right now.
See how I wind up my attack? Just way to beat before dodging. Got it? Pow!
It just fell into the
Okay, look. I'm not meant to do this, but how about I just miss on purpose?
He's the number one streamer in the world, of course.
Listen, Kai, I can't keep doing this, man. I heard the stories. 433 tries to beat Melania. And then they say you only won because you drove her to insanity. Please don't take my mind from me, Kai. I want to die with dignity. Look, on guard. Attack me and I'll just let it happen. No! What are you doing? Okay, it's clear you're mentally challenged. I'll just do it myself.
Yo, huh? Demi got slain? Hey, yo, chat! He killed himself! Hell no! We gotta earn this, chat!
Huh? What? No! Fuck this game! Can't they just make an easy mode already? God, this is such bullshit! Really? Really? You're still gonna try to defeat me? No! If I'm gonna suffer, so will you! Huh?
Porsche kind of cracked though. So that's how I found out who Kai Cenat and Elden Ring were. I knew of Elden Ring, I knew of Kai Cenat, but I didn't realize he was apparently the worst player, and he spent like 6 days doing the shit, and they paid him, I believe, to play the game, and he was the worst. So I'm going to let you all know, I've probably died like 40 times to this giant wolf, is what it is.
I bet I can beat it in 3.
No, you can't. It's legitimately, you have to, there's a series of parries and dodges that I'm just not getting to evade 2 separate attacks, and then you can't get more than 1 gourd full of like life, and each gourd has medicine that gives you full life. And I'm like, okay, I could see how microtransactions here, because apparently Tencent, the parent owner game studio that makes this, is very big with like TikTok and microtransactions and mobile games like Candy Crush and all kinds of other things. Not that they own Candy Crush, but they make a lot of money getting people frustrated and getting you to pay. And if you could pay for a fucking gourd, I'd be in this thousands.
Now, is this one of those games where like, are there side quests or like side missions to do?
It's all, yeah, there's huge open areas to explore.
And you've probably skipped past that and you're following the main line.
Yeah, I'm going main line. Because it's only the first 15 minutes. It's the first area.
Now we know that I'm not big on games. Mm-hmm. You just got me Tomb Raider again, and I've barely been able to even play that. But in that game, if you skip the side missions and you follow the main story, you don't get the upgrades you need in your weapons to be able to fight. So you end up having to go back to do the side quests so that your weapons...
Yeah, I've already gone through everywhere. There's no side quests or anything I'm skipping.
Oh, I thought you were just...
No, this is the first area. This is like the first path. There's a little couple of bosses that train you on how to use shit. You unlock this little midget guy who's like, oh, work on first time. Cool, took the freeze time thing. Thanks, light one up. Pour one out to my homies. get a checkpoint and a save, and then you fight a couple of guys. You learn how to, like, heavy smash. And I don't understand. If this guy's, like, some reincarnate, which I don't know at the moment, why can't he make little stick into a big stick and just crush Wolf? Please. Like, it should be much easier than that. If I can take a little hair and make it into a big insect and I can change things, why can't I make it into a fucking tree trunk?
Just freeze time on the wolf.
It's the same magic. Don't tell me that. I want it like that big. Just hit a motherfucker. That's what I want. But yeah, so I'm waiting to beat that. It's been an interesting evening. My kids have been on my nerves. The dog's been on my nerves. My wife's been on my nerves.
You've been on your own nerves.
And I've been on my own nerves. And I go back to work tomorrow.
Get on others' nerves. Oh,
man. Linda's back in the news this week. If you don't know, Crazy Linda.
Loony Linda.
No. It was Crazy Linda. And then turned into Loony Linda. And then it went to Limbo Linda because we didn't know whether she was alive or dead. And then it was back to Loony Linda, and then Crazy. Now it's just Crazy Linda, because she apparently came swinging into the store Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So you weren't there.
I wasn't there. Screaming at Seth that Chris doesn't answer his mother effing phone, and he don't give a mother eff about this or a mother eff about her or a mother eff about his customers. Yeah, I could see it. Did you block her? No, I didn't block her.
You're just not answering?
She has my number for the store.
Not your personal.
Not my personal. She thinks she has my personal. I don't know whose number she has. It's not mine. But every time she recites it, I'm like, I don't want her calling me personally. I didn't want her showing up at our house. She almost killed herself twice on our property.
Our third time, because there was
one. She almost ran into the vehicles, too. That's the third time she showed up and we weren't home. So then she goes to the store. She's smashed her iPad again. And I mean, bent the bitch.
Oh, wee.
Yeah, like, so she fell all 400 pounds on that and apparently dented it. So cool, great. Here's the quote. I don't want to pay it. What do you mean it's $400? This is a Series 3 12.9 iPad. It's $399. And it doesn't charge. And since the frame's damaged, we charge $40 to bend that back. And if we can't, then it's an augmentation of the entire frame at $199. We charge a lot for these iPads. She's like $700 into this.
At least.
Bringing it in on Saturday.
For different things.
Yeah, charge port screen, battery, frame, screen protector and case. Everything needs to be done. And sure as shit. I'm going, go ahead. So then I start looking up what she's actually paid already, because we fixed it before.
A lot.
Well, because she keeps falling asleep with it and, like, doesn't get a case for it, so she'll fall asleep while eating. And then if you've ever seen My 600-Pound Life, where the girls have, like, the thing that goes around the neck and it holds the phone for them, you know, it looks like,
I hadn't seen that,
but you know, the sponge holder for the sink where it goes around the faucet, mm-hmm. and it holds the sponge and you can kind of bend it up and it, like, think of that around a girl's neck where it's like two pool noodles, you know,
I can just watch,
and then it folds up and you put your phone or tablet on it. Mm-hmm. She needs that, but she doesn't want to spend that. So again, I went and bought everything, sent her sister an invoice, and then she hasn't picked it up. Wish me luck.
She'll be in. She wants to make sure she catches you.
I hope she doesn't, because I only come in typically like noon to 5.
Yeah.
And she's only awake, you know, 4:30 to 7. And then it's sleeping, eating, or laying around watching NCIS on her iPad.
I guarantee you whenever she's ready to pick it up, she's going to spin the building before she parks to make sure she sees your car there.
No, because apparently she was very aggressive to Seth about how I don't care about her daughter, the needs of the customers. And I'm like, I don't care about your needs. I've told you to buy a new iPad. She keeps doing some of the craziest things I've ever seen. And then the whole, like, stalking us, coming to the house unwanted, stalking me to Walmart, which, you know, I've told you about. This is a very, and you just remind me of my ex-husband. You just tell him to me straight. And I just need somebody in my life that's going to do that. If you were single, I would not, have not, never wanted to. You couldn't pay me enough. Like, Well, you could probably pay me enough, but I still
got a price tag.
I would still be very, very rude, not happy about it. Very rude and dismissive and, you know, like blowing the air at my nose. Like, I don't want to smell this.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like a walking air freshener, just hang it. It's not mean. It's true. I don't think I've ever seen that woman with a clean shirt. It's either barbecue stains, never a bra.
Mm-hmm. I try not to look too hard, but I noticed
I've seen her in a sweatshirt one time, but that was only because it was like a half-cut sweatshirt to a poncho thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was raining. But she's very large, very obese. It's very sad. But she makes a lot of money because she apparently sells and rents her land to marijuana growers or illegal marijuana growers. Good for you. I just fix the fucking iPad. Or buy a new one. I don't care. There's new people involved in the massage parlor.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There is a man named... oh, look. He gave me his name. Came in to pay for the internet the other day.
Another foreign?
No, a white guy. Wow. Shelby. Guy named Shelby. Probably 75.
His first name or his last
Shelby.
Name?
Yeah. I'm just going to say Shelby. Guy's name is Shelby. And apparently has been coming 8 p.m., up the back door to the building, getting let in by a young girl that looks like 14, 15.
Oh, no.
To the massage parlor. And he's just a relative, he told me on camera, because I had to record the conversation. I've never seen a grown-ass white man come in from when five or six Asian younger females pay me for internet because they own or run the massage parlor upstairs. And besides all the stuff with Linda and the craziness, there's law enforcement have to be looking at this place. They have to
be.
They
are. They're actively, it's been.
That's great. All I know is that on an afternoon, this man walks in and tells me everything I need to know. The owner is in New York. She's got legal trouble. She's running a daycare now, so she's not really the owner here. And then I'm thinking to myself, if a foreign national, Chinese woman, she came here apparently on a visa and overstayed. She told me that, Sonny. It's like, oh, no, I overstayed. Now we're doing business and I'll get handled eventually. I'm like, okay. So you need internet. Start selling her internet, $60 a month. She pays every month cash or her people pay. Now she's apparently not involved anymore because she's running daycares, plural, that's in terrifying. New York. If you live in New York or know somebody who lives in New York and are just giving your children to any undocumented worker, you got fucking problems. I would not trust that. I just can't.
I'm glad we were.
With the amount of trafficking going on, would you ever care to, like, pre-Trump, I would be like, okay, cool. Had no knowledge of this shit, 2016. I was like, okay, we have, like, illegals coming over the border and doing shit like that, like cartel members. But I didn't really think, oh, they got money to start up. In the last, like, 2 years, now I started to see, especially in Oklahoma, that the Asian market is more marijuana grow, trades, starting their own businesses, LLCs that go to nowhere.
Yeah.
Even our old landlord was like, I've got business partners that finance everything and I'm the low man on the totem pole and he's the only listed person on the LLC.
I rabbit holed that also.
Our landlord is probably in a Ponzi scheme with a bunch of foreign nationals with illegal ties to foreign money.
Somebody somewhere's got it.
Somewhere. Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, don't get us.
Has hands all over your money.
Not my jar of honey. Or pot of honey.
Yes, yes, he do.
Well, in other news, did you hear hear the hot take of what's happening in our old stomping grounds?
Oh, where's that?
Back in California.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stomping grounds in California.
San Juan.
Oh, well, children were born there. Children have died there.
Yeah, I guess the news now is, I think it was a year ago, some mother took went to the hospital with their 30-year-old daughter who was having a diabetic episode. So the mother drops her off at the hospital. They check her in, X, Y, and Z or whatever. A couple of days pass, and the mother calls to check in on the daughter's status to see if there's an update. And the hospital immediately tells the mom that there's no record of that daughter.
Hold on, this is at Mercy San Juan?
At Mercy San Juan. So the mother calls and the hospital's like, yeah, we have no record of her.
Whatsoever.
At all. Never checked in, didn't see her that day.
How long was she in before the mother checked up?
Like 2 or 3 days.
That's crazy. Why would she take 2 or 3 days? That's the weirdest shit I've ever heard. Why 2, 3 days?
They never...
If it was my drug-riddled, robbed-me kid, like, disowned, I would definitely call to be like, are they all right? Cool. Fuck them. Make sure they get out of there. Don't let them put in my name.
Right. So
if I hated them.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think that it was in 2023, so that was still... There was still the COVID lockdowns as far as the hospital.
Oh, they're still in COVID lockdowns. They just don't know it.
Right. So... The mother, obviously, she starts freaking out because now where's her daughter? Like, is she's just having a diabetic episode? Is she dead?
Is she released? Where is she?
Or what's going on?
So, did she go to the police?
Yeah. Immediately went to the police. They had to wait the 24, 48 hours because it's an adult before they could put out a missing persons. They did that. A year passed.
A bolo for a year?
Yep. Never found the daughter. Didn't know what happened to her. The mother's just at home, you know, probably crying her eyes out for the last year. Who knows? Come to find out that girl died in the hospital on day 2. And she was downstairs in the morgue for the last year.
Unidentified?
She had identification with her. The doctor never even completed the death certificate. And they have that 15-hour requirement.
Did they state any reason why?
Dropped the ball.
Just dropped the ball.
361 days.
And you said it happened in 2023. So is it just now getting...
They just now recovered the body. I think it happened back in May. And now the mother's suing and that's where it hit the news.
Is China involved in this one as well?
Who knows?
Follow the money.
I guess there's a $5 million lawsuit.
Oh, that's not enough.
I know. They need to tenfold that.
Yeah, 50, 150.
Yeah.
Fucking Alex Jones has got to pay over $1 billion for saying kids weren't actually kids or they were parents were crisis actors. If my words can do more damage than the death of a child, our society is fucked.
Right.
Like.
It was literally 360 days that mother had no idea where her child was. I mean, granted, it's an adult, but at the same time. Your kid's your kid, you know?
Yeah. A woman's family reported her missing. Her body was in the hospital storage. Lawsuit says. New York Times says. Jesse Peterson, 31, died at the hospital in April 2023. And family members who fled filed a missing persons report were told that she had died until a year later. She was in the storage unit. And then according to a negligence lawsuit that has been filed currently. I can't see any more. But they filed a lawsuit of negligence. I wonder if Sacramento Bee is
Sacramento Bee is sometimes free. They hit you with a paywall.
Okay, so August 7th, it was filed in the Sacramento Superior Court. Family of Jesse Peterson claims Mercy San Juan Medical in Carmichael and its operators failed to tell them that Peterson had died, prompting the family to believe she was still alive and missing for nearly a year. Roughly $15 million in statutory and punitive damages for their outrageous and inexcusable negligence and complete disregard for the dignity of Jesse and the failure to respect the rights and needs of Jesse's family. I agree. I just think it needs to be 150. Right. My kid has been alive 8 and 4 years, respectively. I've known one for 6 and one for 4. And let's just tenfold that at a minimum. 10 to my 1 year, 10 to one, to your 1 year. That's fair. My 10 to one. So if it's 1 million a year in, cause we probably put in 40,000 a year at a minimum, 40,000 on these kids on a bad year. Good year is like, okay, you ate one Slim Jim today. In China with the whole 2-kid policy, you can give them a turn up and say, fuck off, fuck off. Here,
I thought they had one kid. It's 2 kids.
I think it's 2 kids. Whatever. I don't care about the policy over there. All I know is Winnie the Pooh has got his hand in the fucking jar and he's fucking Eeyore. The whole point. if we put in 40 grand, that's an investment. I want my kids to have a return on their investment, and that's their future. And they start earning and wealth and great happiness. And if they get cut off by negligence of another and somebody who is way, way wealthy, they will pay tenfold to my investment. The same way that, hey, I bought this silver and I paid $1 for this silver coin. And you burnt my house down, and now the silver, you're going to pay me $10 for that silver. Fair. Not to diminish Jesse Peterson's life, but just saying, at least a 10 to 1. I think it's fair.
You got me at the table for 15.
Yeah.
But that needs to come up still.
We're going to have a conversation at 15. It'll probably be 5 for personal or, you know, anguish, and then 10 for punitive.
Even think about, like, It's so even grosser than that, because the body obviously hasn't been embalmed.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be buried. It's unrecognizable at this point.
Dignity Health is so valuable. It operates 6 in Northern California, including Mercy San Juan, Common Spirit, which operates 142 hospitals across 21 states. According to the suit, Peterson was readmitted to Mercy San Juan on April 6, 2023, following a severe diabetic episode, required surgery on her right foot. Her medical records show that she was discharged 2 days later against her doctor's medical advice. In reality, Peterson was pronounced dead at 4:27 p.m. on April 8th by hospital staff. So they faked the medical.
They said she was discharged and she was dead downstairs.
Yeah. Her medical file says she was discharged the day after she was actually dead.
Wow.
Against doctor's advice, so that they could probably sweep it under the rug. Like, we advised her.
Yeah, I don't think she wanted
I think to they killed either. Her. That just looks like they killed her. It says her mother, Ginger Congi, said that she had spoken to her daughter just 2 hours before, according to the suit, asking to be picked up because she was going to leave the hospital. April 9th, Mercy San Juan Hospital transferred Jesse's body to a cold storage facility. Jesse was placed on a shelf number red 22A and forgotten, the lawsuit says. After the phone call, the family says they did not hear from Peterson or the hospital. The suit says Congi called the hospital 3 days later on April 11th and told us there is no one here by that name. After inquiring further, Ginger was then informed that her daughter left against medical advice. This was obviously not the truth, the lawsuit says. Peterson, the family, and the hospital never informed Peterson's death. Even Congi was listed as next of kin, had extensive previous contact with the hospital. Family said in the lawsuit that Congi had zero incoming calls from Mercy San Juan Hospital after Jesse's passing. In the months since Peterson's body was misplaced, her family filed a missing person report with Sacramento County Sheriff's Office and arranged for her information to be posted on the California Department of Justice website for missing persons. They also posted flyers, visit unhoused communities, and relentlessly inquired for any information on her disappearance. It even has a picture of Jesse Peterson's missing, date of birth, etc.
Discovered her body. You know,
they says for finally learned Peterson's passing more than a year after her death on the 12th of 24 April, when a detective at Sacramento County Sheriff's office informed them of her body had been found at an off-site storage facility.
Wow.
They moved it. According to the suit, Peterson's body was so decomposed that her fingerprints were no longer present. The suit says an autopsy determined whether the medical malpractice occurred was rendered impossible. So they couldn't even tell if it was malpractice. The family also said it was impossible to hold an open casket funeral, of course, because they probably put it in a hot box. Or not cold storage, because it's too expensive for someone.
Definitely not embalmed.
Well, the problem is that a lot of these places, they won't put you into cold storage and save you. If you're a nobody, a John Doe, they'll just put you into a hot box, which is a sealed containment, but it's not cold.
Yeah.
And then you just rot faster. And the biome and that's enzymes, terrible. Like ass down, face up. That's the way you're decomposing. As a parent, you think that your daughter's body in a body bag on a shelf somewhere, said attorney Mark Greenberg. As a partner with the Los Angeles-based Tucker Ellis, who is representing Peterson's family, this is just inexcusable. It's not in the realm or area of work that you can make a few mistakes and it's not a big deal. No, it's a big deal. According to the lawsuit, Peterson's death certificate filled out by the San Juan Mercy doctor April 4, 2004, about a week before the family learned of her whereabouts, the cause of death was listed as cardiopulmonary arrest, according to the death certificate of death shared with the Sacramento Bee. Congi and her sisters, Angio Rubino, And Chandra Peterson Chastain claim in the suit that the hospital was negligent in notifying them of her death and negligent in handling her corpse. And the suit also alleges infliction of emotional distress, failure to promptly issue a death certificate. California law stipulates that a attending physician must issue a certificate of death within 15 hours of a person's passing. Even to this day, the hospital has not apologized to Jesse's family members. And the lawsuit says the trial on the matter isn't expected for months, but the attorney from both sides will appear for a conference meeting on the court of September 5th, 2024.
I'll be following that.
Damn, I'm following now. That's crazy. So I think $15 million, that even the jury is going to be like, we hereby award the Peterson Congi, you know, family. Mm-hmm. $240 billion.
Yeah,
because if they gave, I'm telling you, for some of the dumb shit out there today in California, if this is not one of a groundbreaking stories where they're like, you know what, we gave them everything, every dollar of profit they had, if it doesn't bankrupt, this isn't one doctor. Not one doctor can hide a body,
right?
You know what I mean? Doctor can be like, oh, you know,
nurses, whoever's working at the morgue,
because then he's got to tell
transport.
The nurses, yeah, no, not transport. It's like, okay, let's change the next of kin, make sure they're not notified. All right, that's it. Boom. If anybody calls or asks, they were discharged. Let me change the dish. Okay, they were discharged. So they probably have a couple of nurses they talk to. There has to be an investigation there. Somebody done did it.
It's crazy that happened like a mile from our old house.
Less than a mile. In walking distance.
Right.
A block. A single block. Where were you on April 5th, 2023?
I started freaking out for a second when I first read that date. And I was like, was that the same day that I had to go to the hospital?
Not there.
It wasn't. And no. It's like a year earlier.
Yeah, 2022. Our last year as Californians before we became refugees. I still hold on to the plate, but.
The plate?
Yeah, on my car. It's all I have to live by. It's everything. This is my history. Yeah, I could probably burn that fucking car right now. If you didn't know, I've been a big Tesla fanboy after buying this car. I'm no longer a Tesla fanboy. I don't want it to take everything against our new Chinese superpowers that this episode is really about, because I'm going to make Yogi with this dog. And I will always. Dog just wants to trip over every cable in the studio and then not settle the fuck down. Okay, so we've got big money spending, big records being broken, big collusions had, and then I'm pretty sure I've stumbled on to quite the conspiracy in Oklahoma City. If you have a Tesla in Oklahoma and you ever see this, don't go to OKC. Do not go to Oklahoma City for anything Tesla related.
Oklahoma can't sell Teslas anyway, so.
What?
You can't sell a dealership cannot sell Teslas in the state of Oklahoma.
What are you talking about?
Unless you're buying from a private person, you cannot buy a Tesla in the state of Oklahoma.
Used, right?
Only if you're buying from a private person can you purchase a Tesla in the state of Oklahoma.
Okay.
You cannot go to a dealership. You cannot go to one.
There's only one dealership that sells Teslas. That's Tesla. You can buy from Tesla. It's not like they're banned. Okay, this is one of those things where I'm just going to be like, that's dumb as shit. No, Teslas are not banned in Oklahoma, but the company is restricted from selling directly to consumers. Instead, Tesla operates galleries in the states. Oklahoma state laws and regulators restrict direct sales by manufacturer, which is different from how Tesla operators compared to traditional car dealerships. As a result, Tesla does not offer in-house financing options in Oklahoma. Like,
I was right and wrong.
You're definitely wrong. They can sell. They just can't sell directly to the consumer everything. Like,
so you don't get their perks or any specials they may have, any deals.
Yeah.
You can't finance.
This is why we have dual citizenship to anywhere I put a P.O. box. It doesn't fucking matter. Like, if I wanted to buy something, I could get around it. Tesla is a fucking fraud out here. They're going through all kinds of drama in Oklahoma, apparently, that now they need to scam people out of their warranty. And the only way that their people can get paid commission, because they can't sell so many cars legitimately. They have a horrible review. Oklahoma City Tesla has horrible reviews about how they just treat people. And I've been in there. They're shitty compared to everywhere else. I could drive all the way to Arizona and get 10-star treatment. Have a cappuccino waiting. Give me a rental car that I don't even have to pay for. They don't need my ID. Just everything is touchless. Boom, boom, boom. Have my cappuccino ready with two shirts. Everything. They are amazing. That's how Tesla should be. So I tried to reach out to Tesla direct and, hey, here's the problem I'm having. I need a window. My window broke because of a faulty hydraulic hinge for my trunk. It just popped off and the trunk fell because there's nothing holding the trunk. Smashed the rear window. Funny enough, after that, I'm told I'm not under warranty. My burden. I'm like, you know what? So hinge is under warranty. We can replace that, but not the window. I'm like, okay, I can argue this once we get to the service center. Mm-hmm. I can't argue it until we get to the service center.
Right.
Nearest date is September 6th. This is over a month after the window is broken. I'm like, you know what? I'll wait. But I was down there not even a week later. I was like, you know what? Let me look at new cars. Let me see. And they're just like, yeah, we got this. That's cool. Yeah. You probably go down the street and get the window done like today if you wanted to. Yeah. All right. Have a good one. And he shakes my hand. Just like slimy, just like school pervert, sweaty hands, nasty guy, white collared shirt. Real cocksucker. Just top of the line. Didn't think anything of it. Just thought grimy car salesman. So I call the place. He's like, yeah, we give them our parts. It's great. It's Penn Auto Glass on North Broadway in, you know, Oklahoma City. Near double the cost of the windshield that Tesla sells me and installs for me.
That's crazy.
Even though they get the parts from Tesla. So they get it for the exact same cost. There is no markup, Tesla told me. So they're just sending people over. Hey, you don't want to wait the month. Go there. You pay double, but it's done faster. Okay, I understand that. That's a decent business model. Penn told me, oh, there's nothing we can do about the price. So not even yesterday. This is now an extra 2 weeks on top of that. My appointment gets canceled. No notice, no nothing. I ask why in the little message bot because it's, you know, contactless and you don't really talk to anybody. It's just a chat and problem, solution, really eloquent. I love it. Until there's a problem with the shithead who's on the other line, who's like, I don't want to do the job. Go to Penn Auto Glass. You told me 2 weeks ago to Penn Auto Glass and I got a quote. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll call again and get another quote. Tell me why. Not only is it double, it's double and a half now.
Oh.
So the price is raised 25%. Oh, so well, there's
an... They're in cahoots with that?
There have to be. There's an influx of these jobs because Tesla no longer is offering this repair at this service center because they don't have anyone to do it. Okay. Is that my problem?
Yeah.
Well, we just have an agreement with Tesla. They're going to send everyone who now has their canceled service appointment. But it lets me make the service appointment where in Sacramento, if they didn't have a tech to do it, they wouldn't offer the appointment, especially for your concern. And they wouldn't let you.
On top of that, anyways, your appointment is still 3 weeks out. Like, they could
have somebody transfer.
Hired.
Well, not transfer. Well,
transferred still. 3 weeks out, they have no idea who they will and won't have on the clock.
By yeah, there's no information. Like, and so the guy at Tesla was like, I'm so sorry. There's nothing I can do for you. Go to Penn. And, you know, no matter how many times I asked, there was no other alternative. Just the person that they send to. If they are not giving some kickback or commission to the non-commissioned people, I will remove a rib and I will do things with it to myself. It's just too smooth. If I had a bunch of incoming work that was taking me too long and we made very little money on it because it was only about $1,000.
Right.
It's like, okay, cool. Glass is probably like $400 or $500 on your end. They cut charge me $400 or $500. I'm happy to do it. Here we go. I was expecting $4,000 or $5,000 originally. But now I'm just like, I want that price. Because I waited, I spent my time, I was patient, I went there, and I debated on cars and trade-ins and this and that. I want that price because you told me you could do it. Even if I gotta wait an extra couple of weeks, that's fine. But to then, not just me, but tens of others,
right.
I'm assuming like 50, 60 other people across 2-3 months of time, all got canceled at the same time. And now we're all flaming their Google reviews. But nobody at Tesla is listening. Sent an email, got in the chats. Nobody cares.
It's one of the rare occasions when Elon should have about a dozen people answer an actual phone.
Exactly. It's only one service center. But I really think, and apparently a lot of people have, there's a whole Reddit page just dedicated to people bitching about Tesla. And I really think that there is more people like that that are running these service stations that don't want to do it or are fed up with having to do, you know.
Or their buddy at the no-name shop.
Because they don't make a lot in commission. They don't have sales like that. They make a decent living. And then with inflation, now it's, well, even though I make $40 an hour equivalent, I want another $30 in commission an hour because I want to be able to upsell. Same thing happened with AT&T and Woodward. They lost half their staff. And now the half that work there.
That's probably why.
Dude, the half that work there come in often bitching about their customers and how X or Y or Z. The most recent guy got very mouthy with one of the guy's girlfriends and then came to us and was super cordial, got a price for a repair. Bing, 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 got him set up, done. Three employees from AT&T. What'd he say? What'd he do? Oh, man, he's lucky I don't go to his car. And I'm like, you guys just really don't care about your job. He's like, no, not at all. We're making like $15 an hour now. They took our commissions down to zero. Down to zero at AT&T.
Well, think about it. Say you work at Tesla in Oklahoma City. If they can't offer financing in-house, that means that they're only coming from people who have cash up front. How many people do you think have cash up front in the state of Oklahoma and care to buy a Tesla on top of that? They're probably not.
Well, your cousin just owned or ordered a Tesla.
He had to go to Kansas City. But that's beside the point. If they're not able to offer the financing, they're probably not making shit. And the people that are in that store are probably working on their way out, which is why they're like, cancel the fucking list. We ain't doing nothing.
It's just a window. It's just a fucking window. That's what, you know, it's funny. The windows are literally sitting out there.
Go snatch one and figure YouTube how to do it yourself. Hi, YouTube. How do I commit this crime?
You know, it'd be real easy. They're stacked up by model. I wish I had a picture for you. They're just out there in the rain in a cardboard box. There's no security, no nothing. If I was a shitty person or if it was any other state but a gun-toting state, if it was Chicago, I'd have warehouses full of their parts because there is a market for secondhand Tesla parts.
There is some Tessies on the lot. Wouldn't Tesla just be able to pull the camera from their own Teslas to find out what the hell happened to their stock?
Well, if it was glass only or like small parts, I don't think they'd be able to track anything.
That's crazy. At that store is getting in trouble.
I don't think so. I think they just don't give a shit because they're not getting paid enough, like the guy was telling me before.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with AT&T in a lot of these places. If you're not doing something on your own, you're not making money doing it. There's so many people, and I'll refer again to businesses like ours with electronic stores. There are so many people who are trying to sell their stores because they are desperate. It's not the overhead. It's the give a shit to try and get all these customers in. The overhead is very minimal that's raised because your 5-year lease didn't really get affected. Your electricity bill is up like 30%, sure. But your parts are only up 10-15%. Mm-hmm. But you're charging double. We all know that we're all charging double right now, right? We're adding to the incentive that we should lower the fucking economy's, you know, pressure. We all understand. Everyone blames China, like this whole video. I understand. China sucks. But we're a part of the problem, too. Absolutely. Quit your bitching. Make what you can. Get the fuck out. Everything is built to sell. These people at AT&T are just the prime example that are stuck in my head. Tanner, Michelle, all them. For some reason, they came and they were just like, this is the worst thing because they're owned by Prime Communication. The owner is some Indian guy in a different state. Doesn't give a shit. And then Nikki, the guy who was the assistant manager or the manager of the AT&T store, he quit after getting that Tesla. And he bought that secondhand from somewhere else, a private party, whatever. If you want to be a dickhead, that's totally fine. Go ahead. I don't care if your shitty cousin went to Kansas or whatever. I got mine in California. I got it for a great deal. I'll run the shit into the ground. The problem is that all this money that they're turning off is their lack of trying to get new customers and for other shit. You don't need commissions. Pay them more. Have a new revenue source. That fucking Tesla could sell solar out here.
Yeah.
why don't they sell solar? Oh, because we can't sell our cars, and we're a software-based company that need our cars to ping our solar to get us the data to tell the people. Oh, my God.
Speaking of roofs, more or less, no one's come knocking since.
Yeah. Oh, I also removed my my reviews after this. If you refer back to the previous video, I think I talked about, did we talk about the solicitor here at 9 o'clock at night?
I think so.
All right. There was a roofer that came knocking on my fucking door the first day of school. The night before the first day of school, just got a puppy, dealing with a bunch of shit. And then he comes 8:30 at night. Hey, asshole, what are you doing on my porch? Oh, have you heard about solar? We're next generation roofing. Blah, 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 blah. I don't care. I'm half naked. Tits out. I don't want you on my property. Sent him off. Great. I left a review. I was the angry Karen who's dealing with their kids and life. And this is all my shit at 8:30 at night. I just want to crack one, do the Bundy thing. Boom. Be on my way. He sends me a Crave box for me and the kids. And we all smashed that shit with all the snacks. Big apology card. I felt so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was such an asshole. all I needed was some food. I felt like a woman. I was having hot flashes. It was bad. It was bad because I just immediately, as soon as I saw the snacks, I was like,
oh man,
that was a good move. He must have a girlfriend. And it, you know.
Well, his apology was like, I'm a dad too.
Yeah. I was like, he must have a wife. And an angry one at that just snapped in a similar way. Like, what are you doing so late? I just felt very called out.
Yeah.
I deserved it. But he fed me, so I removed my reviews. It wasn't really his business's fault. Technically, it is for his business pushing him out there at 8:30 at night to try and get that commission. Job. There's too many commission jobs in Oklahoma. I think that's what it all boils down to. People are making billions of dollars on shit games that are repeats of all kinds of fictional tales that we've heard of from 100 different places. And they're making billions that are going to China one way or another. Whether it's illegal grow houses in your state or video games. And all
the world's going to drugs and
all active, hardworking Americans that are working 9-to-5 jobs just want to sell you a little something to make your life a little nicer and easier and pleasant. They're getting fucked. Their commissions are turned all the way to zero. And then they come chasing customers going like, this guy was a complete asshole. Risk your job heading out to the parking lot. We're probably going to go out and enjoy the rest of our evening. We'll see you next time on During Business Hours. Remember, check out Black Myth Wukong. And then if you get further than me, go fuck yourself. Have a nice one. Like and subscribe.